If you had asked Ethan Escott on July 29 how his debut with the Victoria Royals was going to go, his performance on September 19 might have seemed almost too good to be true. The 19-year-old goaltender from Calgary, Alta, posted a 26-save shutout in the Royals' home opener against the Penticton Vs, helping Victoria to a 5-0 victory. For his efforts, Escott was named the WHL Goaltender of the Week for the league's opening week. "I mean, I don't think you can ask for that good of an ending, so I'm pretty thrilled with that," Escott said after the game. "It's our first game of the year, so obviously as the game went on, all the guys got rolling, and I think we looked really solid." Ethan Escott has been named Goaltender of the Week in the WHL. Learn more greater than https://t.co/39wndgplx2pick.twitter.com/4fsods2ow. Victoria Royals. At Victoria Royals, September 22, 2025. Alongside Escott, Warriors forward Ethan Semeniuk was named Player of the Week, while Kamloops J.P. Hurlbert earned Rookie of the Week honors. The shutout marked the third of Escott's career, after previously recording two with the Brandon Wheat Kings. He was one of just two goaltenders in the league to record a shutout over the opening weekend, joining Lethbridge's Cone Cleaver, who stopped 28 shots against the Calgary Hitmen. Movie camera save of the night. Movie camera. Ethan Escott blanks the V's on opening night. At Real CDNSSI at Victoria Royals I hashtag save of the night I hashtag WHL opening week pick.twitter.com/vitiemela. Western Hockey League. At Thule, September 20, 2025. Escott, acquired from Brandon, is one of two new goaltenders this season for the Royals, joining soon-to-be 16-year-old Seth Bedry. Both of last season's goalies moved on to other organizations. Johnny Hicks committed to the University of Denver, while Jaden Kraus was dealt to the Wheat Kings in exchange for Escott. Kraus started both games for Brandon over the weekend, going 0-2-0 with a 7.17 goals against average and .816 save percentage. Still sporting a white helmet and pads in his first game with Victoria, he said designing his personal look is an exciting chapter of joining a new team. "It's an old retro bower with some color on the knee rolls," Escott said. "The helmet, I haven't designed it yet, so looking forward to that. I'm going to get some ocean, some mountains, some animals from the sea and see what our designer comes up with and try to have fun with it." The Royals will look to build on their opening win when they face the Vancouver Giants on September 26 and 27.